Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I have a really exciting guest for us today that's going to inspire us to communicate with the angels that are among us and that are around us. My guest, Michael Andre Ford, is an American angel intuitive who helps people meet, hear, and see angel guides and other loving figures, including passed over loved ones and pets. All languages, dialects are spoken. Get hugs and see with your eyes open. Michael pulls back the veil so that you can have a direct experience. Michael lives in San Antonio and is originally from the East Coast. He started off on Wall Street before switching over to corporate public relations, spending 17 years in New York City. He's a graduate from Middlebury College and Phillips Academy, Andover. He is the author of the book, Listening to Angels, who ranked number 2 on Amazon in the angel category. Welcome to the show today, Michael Andre Ford.
Cornelia, thank you very much for having me on the show.
So great. Like I said to you earlier, I met you, I saw you on LinkedIn, I saw what you were up to, and I said, I must invite Michael to come on to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth, and introduce you to our audience and also what you're doing out in the world with angels. So now more than ever, how did you get started and what do you want us to know about angels?
I left New York City maybe 10 or 11 years ago, 12 years ago, a corporate layoff around the time of the Lehman crisis. And when I got to my Austin home, I just started to have a lot of little experiences happen. I opened up. And my details don't really matter that much because it's not going to help anybody out there accept their own life situations or move past where they think they're stuck or what sort of crosswinds they're in. On the other hand, I definitely have tons of little war stories and you could laugh all day long at some of them. I'm very slow at learning. And so everything that I started to have happen, I help others do in about 5 seconds. So again, the stuff that took me 2 years to do, everyone can just do like that.
Good. Wow. We like being able to just do it like that. So what is it that you want us to do?
People can let go, be in their heart, ditch thinking. You do it all the time during your typical day and don't give yourself credit for it. And so it's a really basic level of listening, feeling a hug, seeing, and so on. So you get to actually meet figures beyond us, within us, just beyond our thinking, that are love. And they're present all the time. There's no interference except for maybe some key moments in your life. And you do have to kind of put yourself out there. It'll feel like for a lot of folks that this is either impossible or it's jumping off an Acapulco cliff into the ocean below. But I'm going to argue that the leap of faith, religious, non-religious, letting go, is no different than the distance you go from the mind to get out of it and to get into your big heart, whether you know you have a big heart or not. You knew as a kid you had a big heart.
So basically what you're saying is get out of the mind and then get into the heart. Okay, so I'm out of the mind. I'm not in my thinking. I'm now in my feeling and I'm in my heart, intentionally saying I'm in my heart. I'm in my heart.
Yep.
And now what would you like me to do?
Well, it's all about allow, ask, and receive. And I only have one bit of structure, which is sort of like a Boy Scout, Girl Scout pledge in America, which would be like, hey, angels, get me out of my head, into my heart, help me let go, get answers and more. Amen, rock and roll, thank you. However you want to own it and be that fearless, peaceful inner warrior that, again, you already are. So you set your intent, let go, and you ask questions, you listen. I have photos of angels, but that quickly gets dwarfed by the fact that you get to see full on with your eyes open. And so it's a very direct experience, all languages, all dialects, including just the way you need to hear answers. So we all know about different languages and dialects and stuff, but remember, each person's internal makeup is such that they also just have to hear it that special way or they're going to react. Well, angels know how to navigate, you know, your privacy. You're not getting judged. They know how to navigate your intricacies and to say it just the right way that leaves you sort of excited.
Mm-hmm. So how, you know, you have to also trust what you're going to hear back, right?
Yeah, it's going to sound like your own voice for a few seconds. And guess what? Half your intuition's been for most of your life, the good half. And think of it this way. If you're an amateur golfer out on the tour or doing a tournament, you're in the middle of just really wanting to hit that ball. So that inner voice of yours is like, let's just smack it. Now, I'm not really a golfer, but let's just smack it. Now, if it was Uncle Fred who's crossed over and is your biggest supporter, cheerleader, or if it's your angel, guardian angel, your golfing angel, would you really be okay if their voice came in the middle of the stroke? I think you'd probably react and shank the ball and ruin the tournament. So with that, I think you're getting lots of support all the time. It's really hard for a typical person to pump the brakes, slow down, with all the thinking going on, all our situations, all our reacting, judging, knowing, fear, stress, worry. It's hard to pump the brakes and actually do true listening.
Right, true listening. I think that's the biggest piece that people are having a hard time with, being able to trust what it is that they're listening to and just being quiet even to hear the voices, to hear the voice of the angels, right?
Yes. And there's lots of humor too. So that's pretty wonderful. And they make for great coaches, whether it's athletics, business, personal relationships, well-being. You can get any level of detail. I've been doing this now 11 years, a few thousand folks. And let's say two sisters, two friends, two business partners can do it individually. If they can own it individually, they can do it at the same time. So between the photographs and the direct experience aspect of this, I feel very fortunate. This isn't the 1920s, 1930s psychic model. I am psychic. I try to shut it off because this is you allowing all your Jedi skills, your intuitive skills, your athletic business, existing business skills to come alive, but to spread out within you. You might be a fantastic cook, a fantastic business person, but you're not going to give yourself credit on that other front. And I'm going to argue that the level of difficulty is flipping a light switch, taking a shower, a nice hot shower that you enjoyed, falling asleep at night on a good night. And that letting go is the level of letting go. You're doing it all the time to drive. And back when you first learned how to drive, you got excited when you touched those keys the second time. You yelled to everybody, you're going for a drive. Flash forward to Americans and everybody else today. Most of us don't get excited touching the keys and yell to everybody, let's go for a drive. So the brain has a way of first blocking all of it or being afraid to learn how to drive. And then, you know, maybe you had a hard time in driving school. And then once you kind of own it in the first week or two, you're excited. And then guess what? Again, back to regular, the human condition.
Right, right. So how do you keep that going? Now, do you have some success stories that you can share with us today with people that you've worked with over the years and how they're actually incorporating the angel dialogue and the angel relationship in their lives?
Sure, sure. And my website has 75 plus testimonials from some pretty notable folks and institutions. So people from Canyon Ranch, I mispronounce everything, so forgive me, but Omega Institute, where I have a 3-day event at the end of July, have done this. Esalen, 1440, a board member from Hollyhock in Canada, but also like a former Miss Hawaii, a former Miss USA, professors, UC San Diego, 3 different people, a documentary Emmy nominated person. It goes on and on and on, a long list, an Airbnb executive, somebody from Austin City Limits, and so on. So
good. And so what are some of their testimonials? What is it that these people are saying? What is it that these people have experienced?
They get their answers on the personal front, on the life front, the relationship front. There is healing involved. You get hugs, and I'll just describe as the very first hug you might get from an angel is a goosebump, because that's all you're willing to kind of allow. You just feel some energy. There's a million ways to get a hug. It could be a whoosh all the way up to a wind in the room. And you can ask for Hawaii. If Hawaii is a desirable smell, a feel, an experience, you can hear the wave action, the palm fronds. You can shut your eyes and actually see it. Angels will bring you sort of the vision quest thing. Native American chiefs will do it a different way. You can have India come to you via the India figures. So there can be a little bit of ceremony. You can keep going with your eyes shut and do a back and forth running conversation. So it's a lot of fun. Now, I personally am super enthusiastic. I'm just keeping it tamped down for your show. But I love the idea of everyone should be able to go surfing in Hawaii with perfect waves. You don't need to know how to surf or swim, but angels make it nice. And you are locked and loaded like Kelly Slater or your favorite professional surfer out there. So if somebody's listening and they don't know any surfers, just let's put it this way. You can hang 10 out of the 1950s on a nice wave with angels and still get your answers if you want. Close your eyes. It's a guided meditation, but I'm only involved for about 45 seconds. Angels take over from there. And 5 minutes of our time is probably 10 minutes over there.
Wow.
And I've had two podcast hosts this year, different coasts of the US. They went in at the same time and they got to see each other while surfing on the same set of waves. They got to see each other. So you could call that Aboriginal dream time. We could call it angel time. I don't think it really matters what we call it. What will you allow for is sort of.
So basically what it is that you're the conduit, is that you set up, you know, people are going to get together with you at a call, on a call. Is that right?
Yeah. Zoom works fantastic. I'll blow sage through two screens and you'll smell it sitting where you are now.
Wow. Okay. So people get together on a Zoom call with you and you set up the environment.
Yes. I hold the space. I used to give this away for about 8 years and I'd slip in a question. What does Mike do for people? One, it was to help the person sitting in front of me, maybe down at Whole Foods headquarters in Austin, Texas, to feel comfortable and to hear it the way they needed to hear it. Whether I channel, I hold the space, I do angel introductions, but that question's been answered maybe 1200 times. I have a person talk to three figures at once, three angels, three Native American chiefs, Mother Teresa, Sai Baba from India, the one from 100 plus years ago, and Chogyam Trungpa, the Buddhist, Tibetan Buddhist monk. I've had students of his who studied under him in the 70s meet him this way. I had a woman in Sweden who adopted a few kids in the late 90s from Mother Teresa, got to meet her now. Mm-hmm. I had someone who studied under a kapuna in Hawaii reunite that way. So again, it's just another sort of reinforcement for there's something going on here.
There's something going on here. So yeah. Is that something that we can do live on the air today? Or is that something that needs to be off the air?
Probably off the air. I didn't even bring the shell with the short time that we have. I usually, and have done a lot on a lot of shows this year, blown the sage to the host and they get to smell it. So I light sage, Native American sage, and just waft it with a feather through two screens. There's no time and space. And so that's really what you're doing, is getting out of what you know, your situation above the neck. We all know what we know, but a lot of it precludes possibility. It's just called thinking. So you park it long enough to do basic smelling without smelling, the Zen thing, feeling without feeling, get some hugs, but the hugs can be yummy in the tummy, hand on the shoulder. You can meet Audrey Hepburn. She'll put the small of her hand on your back and you'll feel amazing universal light. Let me switch it a different way. Maybe, and to go completely positive here, enthusiastic, maybe the fabric of the universe really is love. So I'm one of those cheerleaders for, hey, you can do this. You've got this. I'll help a person get out of the worry, the stress of this, the concept being so big, and to just drop down to their heart and get writing at first. I think the record's 49 pages of answers in 9 hours. Australian. Wow. Yeah, Australians are really good at this.
Wow, that's incredible. I'm really loving how you set this up and also are giving us a vision of what the experience can be like and the feeling, and definitely it feels wonderful. So we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back, everyone. Hey everyone, come check out this new app I'm featured in. You're gonna look for KS Media Group app in the App Store, download it, launch and create your free account, get the free ebook. You're going to find me under directories. Click on resources of the world's best influencers. Find me at the top of the list and take advantage of evolving your daily practice, cultivating deep inner peace, growing in love with my YouTube channel, and all the ways that you can connect with me now on social media and other ways as well. There's also a long list of live podcasts there that are listed under the directories to help you to live your best life now. Go and hurry, get the KS Media app, go to the App Store and download it now.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I am with Michael Andre Ford, who is an American Angel Intuitive. He's been telling us all about it. Welcome back, Michael.
Thanks, and thanks again for the patience here. This can stretch the mind and what we have grown up with. So I'm just here as a reminder that we can all experience a little more gentleness, a little more fun, a little more sparkle, and even fall in life again. Angels are here to help. You only have to allow for the concept that they exist, and the rest will take care of itself. Would you like me to light a little bit of sage?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this is Juniper Ridge Sage, the type you can get at any Whole Foods. I'm not sponsored. I should be one day. I'm lighting it for those who are only listening, and there's a flame showing in a Crate and Barrel tea light inside a rainbow shell. I'm grabbing a red-tailed hawk feather, and we're letting the flame go out. And now just give yourself permission to breathe or smell. Same thing for Jacob, our wonderful producer. Thank you. Have a great weekend. I'm going to blow some smoke. If both of you could just breathe 1 millimeter open with your mouth and allow. Let yourself go. Remember the whole Winnie the Pooh quote. Piglet asks Winnie the Pooh, how do you spell love? And Winnie the Pooh responds, you don't spell it. You feel it. And that's what it is here. Drop out of your head. Give yourself permission to be in your heart. Your heart knows what to do already. And just say when you've got it. It's just a little bit of sage smoke. It'll come through. Some people taste it in their mouth. I do have to remind people 100 times in an hour to let go and be back with a 1 millimeter open mouth. Breathe through the mouth. And you're already getting it, Cornelia?
Yeah.
Okay, Jacob, how about you? Are you allowed to talk during the show?
Yeah, I got that taste in my mouth.
Oh, you guys are the best. Now, anytime you want on your own, do the one-way thing. That's all we've been doing this whole time. Make your requests. Some people call it prayer or words through the heart. And long story short, that's just what we're all doing, you know, all the time. But if you want to allow and get the boomerang effect, you can. Okay. So long story short, you can ask and get any smell, perfume that hasn't been invented yet, your family's cooking that you miss. If you'd like to smell an ocean that you are on the other side of the world, living one place, maybe in the mountains, but you miss your ocean from childhood, you can ask angels to bring that to you. It's really a function of how much letting go are you prepared to do. But it's great to compare to like career, athletic endeavors, any of those pursuits that when you look back, you're like, wow, what a mountain did I climb on this hobby or career or pursuit? And think about how far you've come on that. This is the same thing, but I can get it done usually in a couple hours. A person lets go and all their senses get engaged. It's just connecting to the universe with no boundaries. You get out of thinking. And if you want to look at thinking and not being too judgmental here, we're all going to do plenty of it. But it's a bit of unconsciousness, even negativity, when you fear, you react, you worry, you judge, you stress. And you know, welcome to being human. We're all going to do it. It's like trying to hand out speeding tickets at the Indy 500. We just can't stop. It's going to be going on. But 5 to 7 to 10% less thinking a week is the gold medal. I'm just quoting an angel on this for all of us. So it's not some big kumbaya. You have to go to Tibet for 25 years and chant the whole time plus levitate.
Yeah, right. Right. We're here to do it practically in our own environments where we live here every day. Right.
Exactly.
Right. So, Jacob, do you have a question?
I don't have a question right now, but I was intrigued by the idea of tasting like your family's cooking. Do you have any sort of, exciting stories about an experience that you've had with someone who's come to you? And I'm just kind of curious to hear more about some of these experiences you've had.
Sure. So I get a person relaxed. I'll blow the sage. I'll show them their energy on their fingers. And that is just seeing auras, the force from Star Wars, universal light, whatever you want to call it. You kind of know it as a kid if you swam for 8 hours in a pool and then looked at the lights and you saw the rings around the lights. You were really tired, but you might have just had like a close call in a car, accidentally seen an aura on a dog, a plant. You can see consciousness itself. If we're talking Joseph Campbell, Power of Myth, you can see consciousness flowing between people, bandmates. If you go to a concert, you can see the bass guitar guy lit up in light if he's really jamming and having a good day. And so I do that next, and you know something's up. At that point, I do tend to go a little bit of structure, pieces of paper printed out with questions for three angels. You get all your answers, all languages spoken again. You practice just letting go, and you do puff questions. What do I need to know in life? And then you ask the stressful stuff later when you're kind of like, Mike, let me do this. I've got this. So you get your hugs as well, and you let those build. Those can become healing. And colorblind people three times have seen color. And you can see colors beyond the human definition. Now, where I'm going with this is the smelling part, absolutely. Ask an angel, allow, ask and receive, and get whatever smells that would rock your boat or make your day. The seeing part as well, if you can hold the space, I'm holding the space for you, but if you can hold the space and just allow, you get to see full on with and without wings, and make sure you do both. And if you can hold a few angels there for more than a few seconds and not freak out, you can have your favorite passed over loved one or pet come in. And I'm helping another podcast host shortly in the next, I think end of next week, her pet has died. And so it's enough time has passed to allow the reconciliation. And so they're going to get a chance to reunite. That host has already met angels before, so they just need to go that one extra step.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. It's a wonderful way to really allow your intuitive presence to connect with what's already around us, right? What's already there.
Yes. And if I had to say one last thing for everybody, let's flip this pancake. You can be happy now in this very moment without a single reason. And we all know, yeah, on paper, sure, that could be true. But do we do it? And there's the rub. You can meet Plato and talk to him about this. He talked about Plato's cave. We're all up here way more than we need to be. And it could be good people because of the iPhone, work, stress, this reaction, this situation, getting stuck. And so my message is, you've got such a big heart. The more you can learn to pump the brakes, call it meditation, mindfulness, just yoga, do something, walk, take a walk in nature. Don't worry about the angel part if you're freaking out about it. But if you're also like, hey, now I could use some help, then start to go down that path and see what happens. Ask for feathers, and you can see angels in full-on human form.
I love that. Ask for feathers. I certainly can relate to that. I definitely have found many feathers on my path, not even realizing that, I was asking for them, because sometimes I think the ask was just already there, and the feathers, I would find the feathers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I have a photo of an angel. Can I put that up to
Oh,
here's
sure.
a silhouette of my guardian angel. And most of them are balls of light, or a fairy would be the outline of a fairy with wings. And I'll put up the fairy here. And so anyone who wants to hit my website or take a look at that, I just got really lucky with the camera early on, partly out of panic, because this is a lot to grasp. Luckily, it's not about thinking, and that again is the basic message. Just be in your heart. And I used to hand the camera to folks, but since you can see directly, once you've sort of gotten over all of this, it doesn't make the photos not important. The photos are just a great stepping stone at the beginning.
What's the website?
MichaelAndreFord.com. So Michael, Michael, Andre like the champagne, Ford like the truck or car. Tons of
Yeah.
info there.
Yeah. And then are you also on Facebook?
On Facebook, and all my links for social media are there at the website.
Okay. Everything's there. Yeah.
Yes.
So what a fabulous calling you have.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's been a wild ride, and it definitely, 10,000 no's, 5,000 yeses. It's a lot for anybody to take in.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. I remember when I was a little girl, cleaning the house after my mom was at work and I was at home. And I remember feeling overwhelmed as a little girl. And I remember just calling in my angel team to help me clean the house.
I love it.
As a little girl, can you imagine? I mean, I was thinking many times, I thought about that. And I thought, where did that come from? You know, I would call the angels in and say, here, you're going to clean this part. You're going to do this part. So it's like, at least, you know, I didn't feel like I had to do it all by myself.
Probably not your first rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So I'm so glad that you came on the show today. What do you want to leave the audience with today? What is the call to action? What do you want them to do?
There's a little book, Listening to Angels. It's a 10-minute read, totally written by angels. Anybody out there that thinks that I wrote it, thank you very much. Again, super short, written by angels, gentle language. But I have a 3-day event end of July for those who need a boot camp experience, a MEG Institute. Think Super Soul Sunday, Elizabeth Lesser. She co-founded it 45 years ago, and they've had everybody pass through that campus. Thich Nhat Hanh, Ram Dass. This summer, it'll be Elizabeth Gilbert, Brene Brown, and like ABC's Dan Harris, the happiness guy. The point of this is, though, you come for 3 days, you're going to get a chance to meet, hear, feel, see angels, and they have great food on campus.
Good. Well, I wish you much success. Thank you so much for coming on and blessing us with our angels, with your angels. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jacob. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. We'll see you again next time on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Take good care.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.